Armor of God, Part 2.
Abiding in the Son and the Father, let you and your family take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Jesus Christ, Himself, who sits at the right hand of God Almighty, gives us authority over all the power of the enemy. It is written, Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you, says our Lord and Savior. In Him who is true, Jesus Christ, in His mighty name, we take authority over all the power of the enemy over you and your house, and command that nothing shall grow from it ever again. It shall wither away just as the fig tree withered away when Jesus cursed it in Matthew 21:19. The Lord will perfect that which concerns you, for His mercy endures forever. In Christ, abiding in Him and born of Him, let you and your family take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. It is written, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Therefore, as God's vessel of mercy, Christ abiding in us, and we in Him, in His name, Jesus Christ, we speak to all spirits that are not of God, and command you to silence. We relieve you of your assignments and command you to take your rightful place in the footstool of Jesus Christ, for that is your destiny. As an ambassador of Christ, a vessel of God's honor, Christ in us speaks to you, Satan, and all unclean or evil spirits that have been assigned to or sent against you and your bloodline, and by the authority given to us by Jesus Christ Himself, He who is the head of all principality and powers, and He who abides in us, we bind you, Satan, and all evil or unclean spirits. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break His power over you and your bloodline and your people, and loose them from His hold. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as God's vessel of ministry, we command you, Satan, and all evil and unclean spirits, to stop your maneuvers and schemes, tricks and snares, strategies and devices, to kill, steal, and destroy. We declare you and your bloodline, your entire house, and all of your people are covered by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, and by His precious blood, abiding in Christ, we bind and break off of you and your family all principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this age, and spiritual wickedness in high places, all occult activity, witches, witchcraft, curses, sorcery, divination, hexes, and all soul power that does not glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. We bind the kings of darkness with chains and the nobles of darkness with fetters of iron, and we execute the written judgment against them. For this honor has all His saints. It is written, The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly, says Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Therefore, Christ abiding in us commands life and life more abundantly for you and your house. It is written, It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that Christ through us speaks to you and your family are spirit, and they are life. Christ, Him being in us, and we being in Him, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life and blessing into you and your family. Jesus Christ through us commands obedience from the flesh, and we release the blessing of God to overtake you and your family. We release peace, prosperity, and joy into your lives. As an ambassador of Christ, we declare this day is holy to our Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For yours, O Lord, is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Let us praise the Lord our God with all our heart. Sing praises to Him who keeps His covenant and mercy with those who love Him. Let us worship toward His holy temple and praise His name for His loving kindness and His truth, for He has magnified His word above all His name. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, let you and your family take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. According to his good pleasure, may the mighty one, God the Lord, make you bold with strength in your soul. May our God, he is our rock, his work is perfect, grant you the boldness to bind the strong man, Satan, enter his house and plunder his goods. The Lord our God, him who holds your right hand to subdue nations before you, and loose the armor of kings, to open before you and your people the double doors, so that the gates will not be shut. He will go before you and make the crooked places straight. He will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. He will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that he, the Lord, who calls you by your name, he is the God of your house. May you and your house be strong in the Lord, fully armed in Christ. Let you put on Christ and guard your own house, that your goods be in peace, for there is none stronger than God. Let his hand, the Lord God of hosts, be upon you and your house. May he make you strong for himself, revive you, restore you, increase you greatly, and make you stronger than your enemies, and cause his face to shine on you. Beloved, in Christ, we beg of you and your people, as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshy lusts which war against the soul. Let you fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, and gain the prize of an imperishable crown. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are of God and have overcome, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. The dragon is enraged, and he makes war against those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, the Ancient of Days came, and a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. The beast and those who give their power to him will make war with the Lamb, but the Lamb has overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. Therefore, if you submit to God and stand, then the devil will flee from you. The Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, he has declared to his people the power of his works and given you and your people the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to you and your house. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. Let you and your family stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, in the name of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Abiding in Christ, we pray to the Father, and he will give you and your people another helper, even the Spirit of truth, to guide you into all truth, to establish you in truth, putting truth in the inward parts, sanctifying you by truth, and in the hidden part to make you know wisdom, to give you an understanding that you may know him who is true and be in him who is true. Let you and your people not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In Christ we pray that your mind may not be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ, but you will hear and know the grace of God in truth. Walk before God in truth with all your heart and with all your soul, rejoicing in the truth, worshiping the Father in spirit and truth, fearing the Lord and serving him in sincerity and truth, being a servant to the circumcision of the truth of God, and handling the word of God by the manifestation of the truth, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. May God perhaps grant you and your people repentance, so that you may know the truth, and that you may come to your senses and escape the snare of the devil. According to his good pleasure, in Christ we pray the Lord will open your eyes and turn you from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that you may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in Christ. In Christ we pray that you will incline your ear and hear the words of the wise and apply your heart to his knowledge, that you will endure sound doctrine and abide in the doctrine of Christ, having an understanding heart that you may discern between good and evil, rightly dividing the word of truth, knowing the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, choosing the way of truth, being men of truth, dealing truthfully in all that you do or say, walking in truth and speaking the truth in your heart, having the law of truth in your mouth, speaking the truth in love, that you may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ Jesus. In Christ we pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceedingly greatness of his power towards you who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, that you might know the wisdom that is from above, which is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon you, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. For this reason, we also do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may have a walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. The Lord lives in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. You shall bless yourselves in him, and in him you shall glory. For his truth continually preserves you in your house. In the name of Jesus Christ, through whom grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life, let you and your house stand, therefore, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. For God made him who knew no sin to be sin for you, so that you might become the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ, your Savior, your Redeemer, your life, and your resurrection. In his righteousness you were exalted. He is the glory of your strength, and in his favor your horn is exalted. God, who delights in exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, is upright. He is your rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. He will never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord your God will never forget you. You have been inscribed on the palms of his hands. He will dwell in you and walk beside you. Even to the end of the world he will be with you. In Christ we pray that the Lord will impute righteousness to you and your house. It will overtake you and your people, and he, who is judge of all the earth, will not rest until your righteousness goes forth as brightness, and you wear the crown of righteousness, which the Lord will give to you on the day of Christ. The Lord has called you and your house in righteousness, and will hold your hand. Surely in the Lord you have righteousness and strength. Surely in the Lord you and all your descendants shall be justified and shall glory. In Christ we pray that God in his mercy will put a hunger and thirst in you for righteousness. For blessed is he who hungers and thirsts for righteousness, for he shall be filled. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. Truly he will fill you and your house with justice and righteousness. Let you and yours seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added to you. For the kingdom of God is not what you eat or drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit within your heart. In Christ we pray that you and your people will commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. May you receive blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of your salvation. The Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. He restores your soul, so you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of justice. that you and your family follow righteousness and mercy and find life, righteousness and honor, for righteousness delivers from death. May it please the Father to lead you and establish you in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. According to all His wonderful works, the Lord will open to you and your house the gates of righteousness. Let you and your people go through them, offering the sacrifice of righteousness, putting your trust in the Lord. May the Lord lead you and your family in righteousness and make your way straight before your face, and for His righteousness' sake revive you and bring your soul out of trouble. God, righteous and upright is He. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of His saints. He will make you and your family understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. For the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him, and His righteousness to children's children. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. The Lord will raise you and your family up in righteousness, and He will direct all your ways. Your work will be peace, and the effect of your righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. Your peace will be like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment you shall condemn, for you are servants of God, and your righteousness is from Him. You and your house shall be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Do not hide His righteousness within your heart. Let your mouth tell of His righteousness and His salvation. Declare His faithfulness, loving kindness, and truth. Let your tongue speak of His word, singing aloud of His righteousness, and singing praise to the name of the Lord all the day long. In the name of Jesus Christ, abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. In His mighty name, let you and your house stand, therefore, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. In Christ we pray that you and your family will put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness. Let you and your family flee also youthful lusts. Instead, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness, and peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, sanctifying the Lord God in your hearts. In Christ we pray that you will be quick to confess your sins, for He is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, which is through faith in Jesus Christ, and you being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. God has passed over the sins that were previously committed by you to demonstrate at the present time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of you and your family who have faith in Jesus. Christ Himself bore your sins in His own body on the tree, that you, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, presenting yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, submitted to the righteousness of God, instruments of righteousness, obedient to righteousness, and becoming slaves of righteousness for holiness' sake, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. In Christ we pray that you and your people will awake to righteousness, obtaining the precious faith by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, becoming an heir of righteousness, which is according to faith, believing the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, and believing on Him who justifies the ungodly, your faith is accounted for righteousness. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now may He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. In Christ we pray that you and your people will sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord and follow after righteousness till he comes and rains righteousness on you. Let justice run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Rain down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. In Christ we beg of you, seek righteousness, seek humility, and may God purify you and your house, purge you as gold and silver, and bring you forth to the light, that you may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. God grant that you, being delivered from the hand of your enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of your life, walking before him in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart, seeking his glory, and no unrighteousness be in you. For as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, let you and your house stand therefore, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for you wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness which is from God by faith and righteousness will reign in your life through the one, Jesus Christ, fulfilling all righteousness. Put on righteousness, and it will clothe you. Your justice will be like a robe and a turban. You shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. For God Almighty has known you, in order that you may command your children and your household after you, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice. Let you and yours disperse abroad, give to the poor, be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, keep justice, do righteousness at all times, fear the Lord, and by your spirit within you seek God early and learn righteousness, so that your work is honorable and glorious, and your righteousness endures forever. Your horn will be exalted with honor. Wealth and riches will be in your house. Riches and honor will be with you in your house, enduring riches and righteousness. In Christ we pray that you will hold fast to your righteousness. You will not let it go. Your heart shall not reproach you as long as you live. Blessed be the Lord your God who delights in you, repaying you and your house for your righteousness and your faithfulness. God, he will reward you and your house according to your righteousness. According to the cleanness of your hands, he will recompense you and your people. In Christ we pray, you will see his face in righteousness. You shall be satisfied when you awake in his likeness, being accepted by him who is faithful and true, abiding in him and born of him. The Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God who is holy shall be hallowed in righteousness. For his salvation will be forever, and his righteousness will not be abolished. In the name of Jesus Christ, he himself is your peace. Let you and your house stand therefore, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel, peace. In Christ we pray, you and your house will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, with all your might, and with all your body. Let you and your family love your neighbor as yourself, and love one another as Christ has loved you, walking in love as Christ also has loved you, and given himself for you, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a sweet-smelling aroma. And you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord. So walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in faith, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Therefore, in Christ we beseech you to have a walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness, gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. forgiving men their trespasses, walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, walking in newness of life, sowing the fruits of righteousness and peace, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God, who guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. In Christ we pray that you and your family will be ready and prepared by faith working through love to love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, forgiving everyone who is indebted to you, those who sin against you, and if you have anything against another, forgiving him also. Let you and your people pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another, being at peace among yourselves, living peacefully with all men, letting the peace of God rule in your hearts, pursuing peace with all men, pursuing holiness, righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you and your house peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all. Let us meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty, O Lord, and on your wondrous works. Let us speak of the might of your awesome acts, and we will declare your greatness. We shall utter the memory of your great goodness, and shall sing of your righteousness. Praise the Lord God Almighty.